Welcome to Strong Tower Radio Today. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily reflect the views of Strong Tower Radio, West Central Michigan Media Ministries, or its employees.
Hi folks, I'm Jelaine Fetter and welcome to Strong Tower Radio Today. I have a couple co-hosts in here with me, as well as one of our guest speakers online, with Tom Azure.
That's me.
And Cam Ferguson.
Good to be with you, Jelaine.
And the three of us are here quite a bit at the station, but joining us, we're going to talk about our newsletter, right, Tom, for
That's
August.
Right. And we have the author of our lead article, which is Ron Price. He's a favorite of this radio station. Not only did he write the article, but he also produces a program, Relationship CPR.
You know, and I like that program, Relationship CPR. I like that name. I think that's good. And when do we air that program?
We air that three times a week, Tuesday morning at 5:45 for those on the morning commute, and then Friday afternoon at 3:15 Eastern Time, and then Saturday after church at 1:15 in the afternoon.
Okay. So Ron Price, he is an author, a speaker, a humorist. He's also co-founder of the Institute for Biblical Peacemakers. And we've talked about him being an author. He has three books that are about playing nice in your sandbox. And we're glad to have you here. You're not new to Strong Tower Radio at all, are you, Ron?
I am not. It's been a huge blessing in my life, Jelaine. Thank you.
Well, you've been a huge blessing to us and to many listeners.
So, Ron, our new listeners may not have heard your program yet. So would you tell our listeners, our new listeners, what Relationship CPR stands for?
It stands for, well, the relationship, we understand. It's getting along with others, which is sometimes easier than other times. I'll put it that way. But CPR stands for Conflict Prevention and Resolution. Anybody who's been in a relationship for more than, I'll say a year, has experienced conflict in that relationship. Many of them minor, and many of them could be prevented. Others are more serious and need to be resolved. So conflict prevention and resolution is the double meaning of CPR.
Well, and we all need CPR, whether it's that kind of CPR or if we're physically needing it. Both of those CPRs will help save our lives and make us better, I think.
And that's the purpose of the double meaning. Thank you, Jelaine. Exactly right.
Okay. Well, Tom, before we get started, why don't you have a word of prayer?
Our great Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for who you are. And Lord, you are the author of relationships, holy and healthy relationships. But Lord, we are human and given to making mistakes. Lord, help us learn more ways to prevent relationship dysfunction and to heal those that have difficulties. Be with us as we go over the article that Ron has written so well on 1 Corinthians 13:8 and the other topics that we'll be discussing in the second half of this hour. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, so Ron, your article for our August newsletter is Why Love Never Ends?
Even when it feels like it might is the subtitle. It sure is, yeah.
Okay, so I know in the Bible it says that. You want to let our listeners know where it's referenced in case they don't know?
1 Corinthians 13:8. Love never ends, but as for prophecies, they will come to an end. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will come to an end. That's the Christian Standard Version of the Bible.
So, Ron, the text says love never ends, and it's comparing to other things that have a shorter duration. Prophecy, you know, sometimes we think of it as 2,300 days, 2,300 years, but that still is a finite amount. That says something about love, that love is eternal. It's God is the source of love. Love, you know, one thing I saw once, I was in the store, I picked up a Reader's Digest, and it says, patches of life. It's an English term, a little phrase, that you're going through a rough patch. But the author made the point that that patch is limited. And if you realize there's a limit to this difficulty, it's easier to handle and look at the bigger picture, that there's something after this patch. And in our relationships, we can have bad patches, but love is eternal.
Well, that's so true, Tom. And the reason for that is you're an imperfect person dealing with other imperfect people. And imperfect people are going to bump into each other from time to time. But isn't it 1 John 4:8, I think, where it says God is love?
Yes.
Well, God never fails. God never ends. That's why real love, godly love, never ends.
Yeah, that reminds me, Ron, that the value of love God established by risking his own existence to incarnate into humanity to give us a second chance to live eternally. And so love never ending, that's worth risking everything for. And that's Amen. A profound statement to the value of the human being.
Amen. Well put.
So let's talk about your article, because us being human beings, seems like love does end sometimes. But thank goodness for God. With God, well, love never ends because God is love, as you referenced.
Right.
But what do we do as humans? Because I've always said love is a decision.
Yeah.
That's absolutely correct.
It in part, it's a decision, not completely, but absolutely in part. I think they may even mention that in the column, but it is a decision. And if we forget that and feel like it's just based on emotions, I got to be honest with you, you'll find this hard to believe. Brace yourself. There are times I think my wife doesn't like me. Now, I know you're wondering, how could that possibly be? But come on, if you were honest, there are times we don't like our mate. They've done something, they've said something, they've acted in a certain way. Oftentimes it's because we're tired or we're agitated already, but we're not going to always feel love. But Jelaine, that's why when you say it's a decision, that gets you through those down moments, I would hope.
Well, because when you're first falling in love, or you have that infatuation, you know, that flutter in your stomach or your heart or whatever, we think that's love, which it kind of is love, but there's way more to love than just a feeling.
It sure feels good though, doesn't it?
It sure does.
But you know, and again, I wrote this in the column, it only lasts a couple of years. You cannot sustain that euphoric gaga love. If we did, nothing would ever be done, and every family would have 20 children. It would just be, you can't sustain that kind of, oh, I just always want to be with you, and I can't stop thinking about you. That's just not sustainable.
Well, you said it lasts maybe for a few years. Sometimes it might not even last that long when you get married.
Well, that's true, too. No, that's exactly right. But 2 years, I've heard estimates are the longest, but it's supposed to settle into a, as you said, more decisive, a decision. Hey, I love you. I've made a commitment to you, and we'll get through these rough times.
You know, Ron, it makes me think about it. It's just a stage. We think of that erotic love, that first love is something more than that. But it makes me think of those of us who are old enough to know about the Saturn V rockets that propelled men to the moon. That rocket, those first couple stages only lasted for 10, 15, 30 minutes at the most. Its purpose was to get you off the ground, but it wasn't the rocket that landed you on the moon. It was a small little adjusting firing mechanisms that landed on the moon and then jettisoned off. Each stage has its place. What do you think, Ron?
Tom, I love it. I think I'm going to use that and put my name under it. It's so brilliant. No, I'm serious. You're exactly right. And that gaga love is the attractive love, where we start to think, hey, maybe I have an interest in this person. And you know, we're getting to know each other and meeting each other's needs and having fun together, which is so important. But you're right, that's not the ultimate. The ultimate is the long term. We're in this together till death do we part, as most couples say. But unfortunately, many couples after a while say, no, I don't anymore.
Well, because this is me personally thinking, they're not making that commitment. I love you, you know, as long as I feel I love you. But if it doesn't work out, I can get divorced and move on. And that's not a commitment at all. You got to make a commitment when you're getting married.
Well, let's take a long-term view of this. The dating experience has only been around that we know in our time for maybe the last 100, 120 years. The times before, it was either arranged by parents or it was a process called courting. Dating as we know it today, and I've experienced this, you go into an unrealistic schedule where you devote more time to this person that has captured your interest and they reciprocate that. You cannot sustain that for very long, as Ron said, or you're not going to get much done. And yeah, you may have 20 kids. That part used to be accomplished by families periodically, and it wasn't because they were wasting a lot of time doing nothing else. But what if we instead, if you look at the courtship process, when someone goes in intentionally saying, I'm going to explore this person, a relationship, and just to put it real bluntly, learn what the person is above the neck, commit for life if you choose to, and then explore them below the neck as an expression of the love you've already established. Hollywood wants you to think that sex is love. No, it's an expression of love you've already established. And if we as a world would get that right, so much heartache would be prevented.
That's right.
You know,
and Cam, may I add to that just real quickly? True satisfying sex is only real and true in the context of a loving relationship.
Amen.
It doesn't get to the heart otherwise.
That's right.
You know, Cam brought up, we're talking about phases, and I use the Saturn rocket but even dating is a phase.
Yes.
And then this erotic love is a phase. Hopefully those are not simultaneous, but they're in series. It's interesting that you brought up the term courtship, and I said, what is? I looked that up within the last 2 weeks. And dating is just for the fun and games, but it's not with the purpose necessarily for a permanent relationship. Courtship says, it's like I'm going for a job. I'm preparing for a career. I have a purpose. I'm being logical, sequential.
Intentional
in the process with a relationship possible at the other end.
Right. And there's a particular thing that I don't think very many people understand, and that is when you get involved physically, you really almost completely stop learning about the other person, mm-hmm. as far as who they are, mind, character, personality, likes, dislikes, dreams, outlooks. And then you wonder why you suddenly don't know the person that you married. And wait, I didn't know that about you. Whereas courtship effectively prevents those types of surprises. Not all surprises. I mean, we all learn some things after we marry. But courtship, with its intentionality, you want to see what this person is like in a variety of situations, and you want them to see you in different situations. Both are looking at it with that intentionality, and it comes back to the point of this article. Love is given to God. We love God because He first loved us, and we are to love one another. And when we choose to marry someone, that love is never to end. That's what God has established it to be. He says, what God has put together, let no man put asunder. Now, man hasn't lived up to that standard, so we have divorce. But the point is, love is to be a permanent experience. And there's something that also Jesus modeled so well. He didn't love us based on our response to Him. He loved us and loves us because of who He is. And we are to love other people based not on who they are and how they respond to us, but it's a decision we make. And that is powerful because it takes it out of the circumstantial and into the intentional.
And the second part of the article that Ron has written is talking about commitment. Ron, you noted two types of commitment. Would you share that with our listeners?
Oh, absolutely, Tom. Thank you. Actually, what I noted was Dr. Scott Stanley, who's, you know, every now and then you meet somebody that just really impresses you for whatever reason. Scott Stanley's on my list of impressive people I've met. Not close friends, I don't want to give the wrong impression, but he's a professor of marriage and family studies at the University of Denver, co-founder of PrEP, Inc. PrEP is Prevention and Relationship Enhancement Program. But he wrote a book on commitment, and he's a recognized expert in the field. He talks about dedication commitment and constraint commitment, and any relationship needs both. Dedication commitment, that's a good one. That's the one we want. I love you. I'm happy with you. I enjoy meeting your needs. You're meeting my needs. I'm dedicated to you. I'm committed to you. That's the good one. And that should be the majority of the time in a healthy relationship. The second one is constraint commitment. And we find this is necessary when, again, we don't like each other. We've gotten on each other's nerves. We've gotten under each other's skin. We've let each other down, disappointed each other, whatever. I'm thinking of leaving. I might take back the I do, the till death do we part. I might leave, but then you get to thinking, well, wait a minute. What's that going to cost me? What's that going to do to the kids? What are family going to say? Who else is out there to take their place? All these constraints say, you know what? I think I'm just going to stay in this relationship and hope and pray that it gets better. Again, dedication commitment, that's easy and fun and we like it. Sometimes we need the constraint commitment as well. What do you think?
Amen. So the one is you want to. The other one is kind of keeps you into the game till the want to kicks back in.
Exactly. Well put. Yep. Because again, relationships ebb and flow. Life ebb and flows. You're not, you know, there's a song. I tell people when I do workshops, I say, you lie in church. You've lied in church and you're going to lie again. And I lead them at the song, at the cross where I first saw the light. And the burden of my soul rolled away. It was there by faith. I received my sight. Do you know the next line?
And I'm happy all the day.
Liar. We cannot be happy all the day, every day. Happiness is a feeling. So when I sing that song, now I am joyful all the day. Because joy is something based on a relationship with Jesus Christ, knowing that my past is forgiven. My future is secure, and he's watching over me now. You know what? I can have joy even in those times when I'm not very happy. Well, same with commitment. You're not going to be happy in your marriage all the time, or any relationship for that matter. You can still be joyful, keep the big picture in mind, and stay in there, as Tom, as you said, until it gets to a better place.
So I have a question. What about... Sometimes we say, well, you know, I love that person, not thinking about a spouse, but I sure don't like them. But I want to be like Jesus, so I want to love people, but sometimes that person's really hard to love. I might not like them. So how do I deal with that?
I'm supposed to love them. You're supposed to love them. You're not supposed to like them. The Bible never says, Jesus never said, like your neighbor, like everybody. There are some people that, for whatever reason, we're just not going to like. We're not going to want to be in their company. Often, this is kind of humorous, often it's the people that remind us the most about ourselves. We see in others character flaws that we see in ourselves, and we don't want to be around them. But, yeah, don't confuse those terms. Many people do. Like and love are two entirely different concepts. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. You know, if you're still in the child-rearing stages, there's times you do not like your child.
What do you mean child-rearing? What about their adults?
Careful now.
Well, let's look at this. Jesus said that God hates sin, but he says we're to love the sinner. So to Jelaine's statement, and I've heard that one many times, is it, yes, we love the person, but we don't like some of the things they're doing. So we're hating their sin, but we're still loving them. And that's very challenging, because what do we tend to do? We either sympathize and we take both the sin and the person, or we throw them both out. It takes a lot of personal investment to love someone and wrestle with the things you don't like in them as you're helping them and loving them.
Yeah, Ken, let me jump on that, and it's going to sound like I'm disagreeing with you, but trust me, I'm not. But, and again, a big part of this is, in and of ourselves, we can't do anything
that
Christ would have us do. We can't. He's told us that.
Amen.
Without me, you can do nothing. But if we're really committing to Him and letting Him live His life through us, through the Holy Spirit, then He's doing the loving for us. He's doing the, what you just said, Cam, loving the sinner but hating the sin.
Yes.
We can't do it in ourselves. And if we try,
failure happens. We'll become experts on failure if we try without the help of God.
And you got it.
That's why we need the infilling of the Holy Spirit every moment of every day, because we're going to get bumped sometimes by people that are close to us that we love, and others by strangers. And what comes out when we're bumped is what we're full of. So let's be full of Jesus.
Amen.
Yep. Yep.
So, Ron,
we don't always like it, but again, God loves us. He forgives us. And we just apologize where we need to apologize. We make amends where we can make amends.
Amen.
And, we're still a work in progress, aren't we? At least I am, I know.
We all are, and even for the times, as Paul says, I don't consider myself to have arrived. I keep pressing toward the mark of the high calling of Christ.
Amen.
In that we achieve in Christ, He sustains that. So it's never that we arrive and say, okay, I've got it. No, God is sustaining us all the way through. That's the amazing experience of sanctification.
Yep. Great exchange. He gave His life that we might live. We give our lives that He might live in and through us.
Yes.
And when we do that, so many problems get put in their proper perspective.
Amen.
And relationships can thrive.
Amen.
They just can. But if we're looking at ourselves or living in the flesh, we know we have a common enemy who hates anything that God stands for. And God is the author of love. He's the author of relationships. So we shouldn't be surprised when they so often fail, when people forget who they are and who they should be depending on.
So, Ron, just kind of winding up your article, and you can read this in this month's str.fm on our website. But so how can love never end in a world where love often does?
Well, great question, Tom. Thank you. Relationships are living organisms. They're living, breathing organisms. I should have a different word, but I don't. If you stopped eating for a day, you'd feel some hunger pains, but it probably wouldn't hurt you. I know for me, I could probably stand to do that. I've gone 3 days before, intentionally. If I didn't eat, after a while, I'm going to cease to exist. True or false?
True.
Thank you. Relationships, if you don't feed them properly, they're going to sicken and die. In fact, I write in, I think it's Play Nice in Your Sandbox at Home, about the five germs that sicken relationships and cause them to die. And one that I like to remind people of is the lack of fun. If you're not investing in your relationship and having fun together, the problems will mount and become the focus. If you're having fun together and enjoying each other, the problems can be kept in their proper perspective and not be a threat to your relationship. So if you want love to last, you got to feed it.
All right. Well, Ron, thank you so much for writing this article. And we'll never look at 1 Corinthians 13:8 the same. We know that love is eternal, and it will not end as long as it's founded in God. Thanks again,
Amen.
Ron.
Well, thank you all. It's been a joy to be with you, as always. God bless.
God bless. Ron is kind of the editor. He's the person that's putting together our theme for this year is 1 Corinthians 13, love. And Ron is finding writers for this, people that we, in his wide experience, has contacts with, and our listeners are getting the benefit of meeting these people and learning these Clues for Life. We'll be back after this, and we're going to talk about the themes of August, the things that are going on right here on the air on Strong Tower Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
How would you like to give a love gift to your neighbor, or maybe a word of encouragement to someone in a nearby town, or help someone traveling through on vacation or business to find the answer to that life question that's been bothering them for so long? The best way to do that is by going to www.strongtowerradio.org and clicking on that donate button. By supporting Strong Tower Radio, you will do this and so much more. Won't you prayerfully consider making that love gift today?
Pastor Fred is on the line with us at Blind Camp in Cedar Lake, Michigan. Pastor Fred, do you like miracles?
I like miracles, and I see them every day.
You are in the midst of a miracle right now. Blind Camp, the Michigan Community Service Blind Camp, is in session right now. Why is this a miracle?
Yes, this is a phenomenal miracle. Larry Hubble organized this Blind Camp experience in Michigan probably 10, 20 years ago, but he kept it all in his head. He was the one who was masterminding and doing it. But then last February, he quit on us when he died, and we had to scramble to figure out what's going on, and God has markedly blessed. Shauna Campbell picked up the director role, and others have rallied so that we were able to raise enough funds and keep going. Larry was the fundraiser. He was the treasurer. He was the camp director. He was the recruiter, and he's gone, but God's still carrying on. We even have new campers this time and new staff. So, yeah, we're experiencing an awesome miracle.
Explain to our listeners why Blind Camp is so important to these individuals.
Well, a lot of these blind people, their lives are very, very restricted. There's a lot that they can't do, and that's what most people say. You can't because you're blind, you can't do. But we try to tell them, because you're blind, we're going to give you an opportunity to join us at camp. And they look for this camp every year. It's a highlight of their year. Some of them are very capable. Some of them have full-time jobs. But even with a full-time job, they arrange their vacations so they can be here. It's very, very special to them. So right now we have 10 campers out on tandem bikes riding the Fred Meyer Trail. What a miracle that is. First of all, that the trail is so close to our camping area. But then secondly, that they're able to ride these tandem bikes, which were given to Larry years ago when he had the need. He started asking, and some people sponsored, I'll pay for a bike, and others, I'll give you a bike. So, yeah, we have the bikes we're able to do. God is just awesome in providing for our needs.
Absolutely. They do many things. In the winter, they go skiing. Here in the summer, what you're doing right now, you go on pontoon rides. You have cited captains for the tandem bikes. In fact, I did one program, did one interview while captaining the bike and with a blind person in as my co-rider with that. Airplane rides, you even have weddings. All kinds of fun things.
All kinds of fun things. Yeah, we've had wedding these last 2 years at Blind Camp, but the airplane rides were on Tuesday, and all the campers that wanted to ride got to ride. That must have been 10 of the 20 campers that went up in the air. So, yeah, it's been exciting.
Well, in order to keep this going, to fill Larry's shoes, it takes many people to do that, and it takes funds to do that. How can our listeners step up and say, we want Blind Camp not only in the summer, but in the winter continue?
Well, that's one of our biggest needs, and I'm just thrilled the way the Lord has been blessing. But there's room for lots more blessings because we have another Blind Camp coming up in the wintertime. And it takes about $25,000 to $30,000 to run each week of camp for these campers. You can send a check to, you know how to write out Michigan Community Services for the Blind and Physically Challenged. I encourage people just to MCSBPC. So that's the initials for Michigan Blind Camp for the Blind and Physically Challenged. And send that to 6192 Roberta Street. That's 6192 Roberta Street in Burton, Michigan, B-U-R-T-O-N, 48509. And we need to have thousands of dollars. And Larry was amazing at collecting those money. We're scrambling to have somebody that can circulate and connect with folk and give them the opportunity to share in this blessing.
And if our listeners would like to see some pictures from past blind camps or also hear the devotionals that you give each year, I know the campers look forward to those devotionals in the morning and the evening. They can go to MI, which is for Michigan, miblindcamps.org. That's miblindcamps.org.
Pictures and the messages are available there on the website.
Well, listeners, Pastor Fred, it's been just a joy to see that you guys are not letting this languish, but are pressing on, and you're in the midst of a miracle.
We're in the midst of a miracle, yes.
Well, listeners, we'll be right back with the next section of Strong Tower Radio, August theme.
The Bible and God's character are under attack like never before. The Bible is the Word of God and contains the good news of God's character and His plan of salvation. Won't you help Strong Tower Radio proclaim the veracity of the Bible? Go to our secure website at strongtowerradio.org or str.fm and click on the donate button or call 231-468-2087. Thank you for listening to and supporting Strong Tower Radio.
Hi, folks. I'm Jillian Fenner, and welcome back to Strong Tower Radio today with my co-host sitting here,
Tom Majeure.
And we also do have Cam Ferguson.
Yes, good to be here, Jillian.
And we will be talking to Cam about a couple different articles. And right now, though, we're going to talk about the article that you always share with us about listeners or testimonies. What do you call that article?
Well, usually I call it changed lives or changing lives, because we could say changed lives, but God is always at work changing our lives, so we don't really want to think of that in past tense.
That's right.
But this article, I went a little bit different direction in that it's not a testimony about one person. It's a number of different listeners and what the impact that Strong Tower Radio is having on them. And recently we had a gentleman in his mid-40s who is a trucker. He has a dedicated route in Michigan, and he's been listening to Strong Tower Radio for about a month. And he sent us this email, and he says, I listen from about 6 a.m. to about 6 p.m., and he says, a trucker clued him in to Strong Tower Radio, who listens on streaming. He says this guy listened, he was stuck from Georgia to South Carolina. He was on hold or something, and he discovered Strong Tower Radio. And he says, this is the best program that I've ever heard. And this Michigan trucker agrees. And he says, God has blessed us with your presence on the air. It's wonderful to be able to be on the road and get some Bible study in. And so It's some wonderful feedback from someone who's been listening for just a few weeks. And then another listener, been listening for a few years, they had been watching 3ABN, and then they discovered Strong Tower Radio just before COVID hit in 2019. And they've been listening to us ever since, and they refer to us as a source of great spiritual nourishment, and they're faithful listeners. And they just want to say thank you for all the work that we're doing, and God's character truly is proclaimed in all your efforts. And so that was a great affirmation that that I really appreciated. And there's a gentleman that I've had several conversations with. I've even been able to visit with him in person. And the last time we spoke, he really shared, he opened up and shared some things with me that I found really amazing. And this man is a veteran, and he discovered Strong Tower Radio when he was at a low point in his life. He was looking for hope and a reason to live. So he was ready to be done with life. He's like, give me a reason to live. And God connected him with Strong Tower Radio.
Amen.
And he's been listening for a few years now. And he said at first it was really a wrestling, because he heard some things he didn't like. And for instance, when the Bible says that we shouldn't consume alcohol, well, he liked alcohol and he said, I don't want to hear that. Yet he went back, he maybe stopped listening for a little bit, and then he went back. The Lord drew him back and back and back. And through listening to biblical sermons that you hear on Strong Tower Radio, the Bible Q&A programs, health, practical Christian living, uplifting music, the Holy Spirit was speaking to this veteran and convicted him both of his value to God and his need of God's power in his life. And he began experiencing transformation. He describes the impact of Strong Tower Radio and the Holy Spirit working through the broadcast. He says, I pray regularly now, and the truth is sinking in deeper. He says, I confront my inner man now instead of avoiding him, and God is giving me strength. Well, what did he describe the results of that strength the Lord is giving him? He's been free of alcohol for over 3 years.
Amen.
He's been free of tobacco for over 2 years. And he's been free of unclean foods for over 1 year. Praise the Lord. And so in these different snippets of testimonies that people are sharing as they're listening to Strong Tower Radio and they reach out to us, you'll notice several synonymous threads. Strong Tower Radio programs bless the listeners. And the listening is having a transformative effect upon them, and the transformation increases over time. So I want to thank our listeners and supporters. Your persistent investing in souls for eternity is having a profound impact, and I encourage you to continue to invest. Glory, hallelujah, God alone warrants all our praise for the positive transformations that are happening to the listeners of Strong Tower Radio.
Well, you know, it makes me think about, there's lots of things in the Bible that most of us get upset about that we don't like because it's something we like to do or say things or whatever. And it is the Holy Spirit. We hear God talking. I mean, it's His Word. And then the Holy Spirit is helping us. Don't you see what God says? And the big thing is, and I think about seeing an illustration about somebody sees this guardrail. Well, why is that there? I just want to jump over it, and it's a cliff. It's because it's to protect us. That's what God's Word is. But the devil tries to make all this stuff drinking. I mean, I was in the world for a few years growing up, and I understand. He just pulls you in and you like it, and the smoking, it's addictive. You know, the devil wants to destroy us, and God doesn't want to do that. That's why then the more we hear His Word, it transforms us. And like you said, it helps us to keep changing.
Amen. And these things are really prisons that seem like freedom in the short term, but they hold us captive. And at a biochemical point of view, they actually disappoint. They harm us, and they set us up where we're never going to have that first high. And so we're chasing something that will never satisfy. And God tells us, He says, I am the God of all comfort. And so when we want comfort, go to God. When we want guidance, go to God. And so that's everything we face in life. God ultimately says, will you trust me? And that's what everything comes down to in life. Will I trust God to be the captain of my life? And every Christian understands the challenge day to day of learning to no longer be the captain of your life, but becoming accustomed to God leading your life and looking for that. And that's the amazing thing of how God strengthens us, guides us. He doesn't just tell us what we need to do and what we need to avoid. He gives us the power to go forward. Amen. In that.
Amen.
You know, it makes me think of a story way back when we first went on the air, and a lady listening in her car to a Christian station that she'd been listening to for 50 years, and all of a sudden it went to Strong Tower Radio. And she couldn't, and it happened 3 times. After the 3rd time, she's like, Lord, is there something you want me to hear that I need to listen to? I mean, she was a Christian. She knew her Bible, you know, how, and she started listening and like, oh, I've never heard that before. Even though she might have read it, she never understood it. And it freed her to become even a better Christian, is what she said.
Amen.
Well, Jelaine, why don't you share David Bolduc, our president's article?
Well, I really like David's article. He's talking a little bit about the sanctuary. And a lot of people that know about the Bible, we know there's a sanctuary because God set that up with Moses, where the temple, the sanctuary, where they went and worshiped. But most of us nowadays, we don't really study or read a lot about the sanctuary and understand about it. And David's article, it's very interesting how he talked about looking at the sky, about the stars.
And the constellation Orion, I believe you see that more in the winter, isn't that correct, than you do here in the summer? So it's a little bit hidden below the horizon. But he looked for the traditional place that it is in the winter, and it's below the horizon. But he thinks about the sanctuary and the layout of the stars and the Orion, key stars in that constellation, are similar to the sanctuary, with the placement of the furniture in the sanctuary.
And folks, if you've not ever really studied or read about the sanctuary, you need to get out your Bible, the Old Testament, and help me, is it not Leviticus? Where it really talks about the old...
Leviticus, yes, particularly, really describe the sanctuary.
And it'll help you to understand more about God's love for us.
It's interesting that David brought out a beautiful point that every night silently, just like the sanctuary in heaven, we don't see it, but it's still there. It's a reality Scripture talks about. And every night God is proclaiming his message to us in love and mankind through Jesus Christ, even though sometimes we are not even looking at it, but
right.
It's still there.
It's there. Well, you know, that's the other thing when I was reading this made me think about how he talked about that at night. You know, God proclaiming his love with the stars. Well, during the day, it's a blue sky. And again, folks, if you get out your Bible and study your Bible about the color blue, that's God's law. And it's right there proclaiming every day God's law to us in that blue sky.
The second point that David makes in his article is our logo. We have a tower on it, and there's three parts of that tower. And he says that they're symbolic. You know, Jelaine, some of us who have come along and have not heard this story as much, but those three segments are the three parts of salvation. Justification, that's the base. That's when we confess our sins and God instantly forgives us of sin. There's no financial transaction. We're just completely his goodness and grace. Sanctification is what changes us over a period of time. Our lives change and they represent him. And then finally, the thing we're looking forward in the future is glorification. When Jesus comes, that second coming. And he also talks about it is that base section. There's three sections to the tower, is the heart of God. That's the base of everything. The second section is the Holy Spirit's leading, and the top section, a crown. If you notice that it's that crown, the parapets up there, and that's our reward after the second coming when glorification takes place. What a beautiful example.
Well, you know, if anybody doesn't really know or see our logo, you go to our website.
Yes.
STR.FM, it'll pull up. You'll see our logo, and that tower is like the old-fashioned medieval tower. You're looking at it. And David didn't reference it, but that comes from Proverbs 18:10 that says the name of the Lord is a strong tower. That's why when you see this, I'm happening to be pointing to my shirt right now, where you see this tower, it is that medieval old tower. And the two bottom parts of it that Tom just explained, and then the top with the crown. I mean, this is a beautiful illustration about our logo.
Absolutely.
And what does it mean when it says the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the rest of that says the righteous run into it and are safe?
Yeah.
Name points to character. The character of God is a strong tower. We can trust him. And going back to the first part of the article, it reminded me of Psalms 19, where it says, the heavens declare the glory of God and the firmament his handiwork day unto day. They call out in language that all may understand. And so no one has an excuse, as Paul says in Romans 1. And here we have The sanctuary is a picture of how God solves the sin problem. And so David brings out the sky has in the stars a portrayal of the sanctuary layout. And it's another way, a pictorial way, that the heavens declare the glory of God, his name, his character, a strong tower for all to take shelter in who will.
Amen. And then David always gives us a little update. We've been on quite a tear, both of you. We're building 10 stations, and we're making good progress. One of them just kind of came up as a bonus. Somebody gave Strong Tower Radio a frequency, and it went on the air since the last time we had this program for the July theme. So
amen.
It's in Petoskey area.
It's 11:10 a.m. It's a a.m. station, strongest during the day, but we're filling in an area, and we're glad to make more territory for the Lord, claiming
Amen.
More territory.
Amen.
And by the way, folks, you can see that on our website, str.fm, all the stations, because right now we have 23 radio stations. 21 of them are here in Michigan. Two are in Illinois. And we have, which he talks about in the article, two more that in the next 6 weeks or so are trying to get them on the air because we need to.
That's right.
Yep. FCC deadline, so it's you either succeed or fail. There's no second chance on these two.
And you're the fundraising director, the development director, Cam. Is there any special areas that you would direct our listeners who want to make sure that those stations get on the air financially?
Yes, there's been a good response for funds, and we still do need about $7,000 for those two stations. Plus, we have an extension of some time to relocate WUPJ. We don't have a time extension on these two new stations, and so we need to get those constructed. And not just funds, but we're calling out for prayers that God move through barriers that are currently challenging us.
Cam, I just came from David, the president of Strong Tower. The reason he's not here is he's working.
That's right.
We consider this work too, but he's working on literally on the front line. He says he's had more trouble with one of these stations than all of them. And out of the other 23, this has been one of the toughest stations, and he has a very small window. So that's a huge reason to prayer.
Yes.
So listeners, you're benefiting from a radio signal that has been established. You need to pay it forward to that next station that are looking at. What are those two stations we're talking about?
WHFJ, Houghton for Jesus, in the Keweenaw Peninsula. That's a 25-kilowatt signal. And then WUPC in Iron Mountain. That's a 15-kilowatt signal. And those two signals will cover much of the western Upper Peninsula with the Everlasting Gospel, 24/7, 365. So this is a great way for all of us to expand our personal evangelistic reach.
And this is, it may not be in your backyard. This is called missionary.
That's right.
This is talking about advancing the kingdom. And the UP, we've heard from people up there that this is one of the best ways to spread the gospel. They're putting their money there. But help them. Help them. This $7,000 to get these two stations.
Well, you know, one thing I think about is how many of us, we're in the Lower Peninsula, but how many of us go on vacation? We go to the UP.
That's
and,
right.
You know, even though we don't live there, I mean, anytime I travel, if I can physically turn in my radio on my car to a Strong Tower radio station, I like to do that.
That's right.
If I can't, I might have to stream it. But and the UP is wonderful. And I mean, we started out with one station long time ago in Newberry, and now we're trying to cover almost all of the the UP, as well as we're trying to fill in the rest down here.
And there's gaps up in the UP. Those of us have been up there that even streaming on str.fm doesn't, you don't have internet signal. So you need to have those radio signals are still primary in some of those areas.
That's right. And over 200 million people listen to radio a week. And so we want to be where the people are.
Absolutely. Well, moving on, do you have any other things that you want to cover?
Well, I have I have a quick reference to an article that I wrote about an experience that I had curing the dull ear. And Jesus in Matthew 5 says, "Blessed are they that hunger and thirst for righteousness, they'll be filled." And a recent experience reminded me that I need more hunger for God filling me. And I was helping a family member by changing their oil. And as I was wrapping up, tightening the oil filter, I was under the car, and I was on the driveway, and it was nice and smooth. And a socket that I needed to put the plastic cover on next rolled by my shoulder. And I watched it out of the corner of my eye, and I was distinctly impressed with the thought, you need to grab that before it rolls away. Well, I immediately disagreed with that thought and said, nah, it's a bad angle, I don't want to move, etc. And then I went on with my business, and then a minute later I turn, I'm looking for that socket, it is nowhere to be found. I spend over 5 minutes looking, and I'm realizing that was just not a passing thought. That was God trying to, he was talking to me, trying to help me be more efficient. He cares about even those granular things. I said, I'm sorry, Lord, I didn't recognize your voice. Can you help me find this? And he gave me this quick impression, looked down the driveway. So I walked down the driveway because I'd looked at the 10 feet by the grass where the, because I was at that long edge of the drive. 25 feet down the driveway at a slight slope, I find my socket.
It rolled away.
It rolled all the way down there because the driveway was at a slight angle. And I'm thinking, wow, how many of us in the Christian world particularly hear what we want to hear and not the voice of the Holy Spirit? Not just in doctrinal matters, but in our day-to-day lives. Are we listening? Are we hungry for the Holy Spirit's guidance, even in the things we consider mundane? And then our hunger for God drives our ear function, our hearing ability, our desire to listen for the guidance of the Holy Spirit. So then I simply ask the readers, are you feeling hungry? And if you are, would you like to share that 24/7, 365, and Strong Tower Radio is a great way to do that. And so join the hundreds who keep this ministry on the air with their prayers and financial gifts to help cure the dull ear.
Amen. Well, Cam, it's interesting what is literally on the ear, what the listeners are listening on the ear. We have some exciting events. There are people that are out there telling the good news about Strong Tower Radio. We have billboards. We have 10 billboards, 7 in Kalamazoo and 3 in southwestern Michigan, where we have the brand new Bridgman station. We have an opportunity to extend that. Those billboards, they presented it to us at $750 a month.
Which is pretty inexpensive for a billboard.
For a billboard, yes. But they came back and they had an opportunity to do it at almost half that price.
Praise
only
God.
$400 a month for those billboards. And we've had them up for 2 months. They've been seen. We're getting reports. But that last month is here. And if we want to extend that, we have to need some support. It's not in our budget. But if our listeners want to continue the Kalamazoo billboards, southwestern Michigan billboards, we need about $10,000 for that. At the Iona Free Fair, one of our supporters, friends, they have booths at the Iona Free Fair, and people come up, they see their booth, they have a Strong Tower Radio pull-up banner there, and they're telling them, I love that station. It's
Amen.
The only station that I listen to. Beyond that, we have a super billboard, a mobile billboard that we have a trucking company that wants to put up Strong Tower Radio across the whole side of a 53-foot semi-trailer. He wants to do it on 3 of his semi-trucks. So not only do we have stationary temporary billboards, but we're looking to possibly having mobile Strong Tower Radio billboards going down the highway, not only across Michigan, but wherever this trucking company
That's what I was going to say. Where are they going?
Across the Midwest.
And so, awesome.
So it's okay, Strong Tower Radio, but it'll say STR.FM, I'm assuming.
Yep.
So anywhere anybody sees it, they can go online, listen
Kinda
to
like,
us.
Kind of like your magnets on your car,
on my
wherever
car.
You go to Florida.
Yes, I drive it to Florida.
But, you know, we're producing a lot of exciting, new, cutting edge. I started using the phrase to some of the people that I'm interviewing, we're the we're the Christian, all things considered, public radio, doing programs. We do thoughtful programs. We're doing half an hour. Many television programs do 3 and 5 minute programs. We do half an hour programs on issues that really matter. We just got back from recording this week on Friday, the lake sturgeon. They're really concerned. They're on the endangered list in the tip of the Mitt, Upper Michigan. And we went out with the DNR and the Indian tribes doing a survey, a 10-year survey over 3 weeks. And we had a chance to see 5 lake sturgeon. These are the things that are 4, 5, and 6 feet long. Go to our website, our Facebook page particularly, and look at those pictures of that. We're going to air that program on Strong Tower Radio. But just today, Jelaine and Cam and listeners, I saw there's a new issue. You ever heard of the red swamp crayfish?
No.
They're an invasive species, and I'm talking with the DNR. They found them even in their hatchery ponds. And so this is a real-life drama, and we're going to go, they're actually checking to see if next week we can record a program down in Kalamazoo in the fish hatchery. What is going on? What are they going to do about it? That's just one of many things that we're doing. We're starting to air the New England Adventist Pioneer History. You understand that those who were looking forward to the coming of Christ, not only Seventh-day Adventists. In fact, the first Adventists were just looking for the coming of Christ. We did a tour last year, and we're going to do 2 or 3 weeks of recording that tour on site, heard only on Strong Tower Radio. That's just one of several things that we're talking about this month. So stay tuned. We're going to be talking about healing roots. We're going to talk about in the taking health care and best family practices to families that are at risk. Jelaine, you and I did that interview. We're going to be looking at, look back at COVID with Dr. Dubrovic, looking at immune disorders and treatments. We're going to have Pavel Goya, some people who have read his books, a man of a tremendous faith. At camp meeting, we also recorded Don McLafferty about family and spiritual, how to bring spirituality into your life. And we did a program with Chris Holland. He usually does the programs that are on Saturday morning, the Fresh Manna, and much, much more. So stay tuned, listeners. We'll be right back. This is what you have to look forward to all month on Strong Tower Radio.
So thank you for listening. And if you'd like to read our newsletter, you can do that, str.fm, and I believe archives, I can't remember, we've got several things at the top. You can,
there's 8 different things to click on
and to find out about us. And listeners, if you have anything you'd like to share with us, please give us a call.
Program ideas,
yep, or even how maybe, as Cam was saying, Strong Tower Radio has affected you, been a blessing to you. We love to hear this because we're on the air here to bless others and want you to be drawn closer to God and get to know Him better. Our number is 231-468-2087. So give us a call, even if you might have a complaint, constructive criticism. We want to make sure that this is your station and that you are blessed.
And if you want to forward Strong Tower Radio by helping build these last 2 stations in the next 4 weeks up in the UP, wherever you find the place that fits how you want to spread the gospel.
Pray and ask God how you can be a blessing to us. We'd appreciate that. Thank you, folks. Bye.